play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. And by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
A good morning for Galesburg High School boys basketball here on WGIL. We got started just a touch early because the public address system went out. And Jeff Lamb was over there trying to figure out what the heck was going on, and we just basically just dropped the starting lineups because it was not good.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, for sure. So we're already underway. We're just 18 seconds into the game, and Keith Cunningham knocks down two free throws on a drive along the left baseline, got fouled by Kyle Hawthorne, and knocks down the first two free throws, and the Silver Streaks now force a turnover. On the full court press, McCants drives in, and a blocking foul called on Brock Card, a 5'11 freshman, and 26 seconds into the game, Dunlap's already picked up two defensive fouls and a turnover. So not the 26 seconds is going to determine the outcome of this game, but Coach Corky Card's got to be awfully frustrated with how his team has come out here, at least at the beginning.
After the made free throw, we set up in a 1-2-2 full court press. We call that our red press, and got a turnover with a back tap from behind there, and had an opportunity to convert and would have converted there, but got foul shots here.
Jalen misses the first one. McCants' second one is good. 3-0 Silver Streaks.
And again in that.
As we are underway, and the full court press on again. Bounce pass into Card. Again, Card, a freshman, along with a sophomore, Gabe Calhoun, who's back. He did not play down at the Taylorville tournament. And Card drives and takes it all away, and the coach's son strikes first for Dunlap.
And that's not what you want there. You do not want to have a ball handler be able to off the dribble, split traps, and go full court.
Now they set up in a zone with the Silver Streaks. Try to attack. Three on top, two down low. They go down to Jalen. Baseline, kicks it out left corner. Quinn with a lot of time to square up. Misses a three-pointer, though. Rebound on the run. Kyle Hawthorne leads to Calhoun at the other end, who lays it up and in. And another transition basket given up by the Silver Streaks. And they now trail 4-3.
And as we talked about, that's one of our keys, being able to get back, defend the rim, but most importantly, stop the ball. That was almost a full-court dribble drive for a layup.
Fields up top. Right side, Justin Endoff on the wing, along with Quinn Anderson, Keith Cunningham, and Jalen McCants roaming down low for the Silver Streaks as they go head-to-head with Will Pressure, another sophomore, and Hawthorne, the senior. Here's Nick Fields driving in from the right side. Step back, got blocked by Hawthorne. Rebound put back Cunningham, and he's got four, and the Streaks regain the lead, 5-4. And a foul on Cunningham, pressing Card in the backcourt. So that's the first of the game on the Silver Streak. 6:19 to go first quarter, 5-4 Galesburg.
Besides getting your opponent to play faster, you're trying to get the ball to be picked up so that you can get a trap and then rotate in passing lanes and get a steal and get a live ball turnover that you can convert pretty easily. You don't want to foul and let them out of those traps. That's sort of a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Joe Swanson, another freshman for Dunlap, checks into the game as the senior Hawthorne sits down. Now a bad pass stolen away by Cunningham, drives left baseline, and a blocking foul as Jack Chatterton tries to draw a charge, but picks up a blocking foul instead. So another Dunlap turnover on the full court press. Streaks attack the basket. Three times they've attacked, no baskets, but three times they've shot free throws. And Cunningham right back to the line where he made two just a moment ago.
I like our aggressiveness. Aggressor usually wins. And again, a nice play, an aggressive steal there, or an interception there by Keith Cunningham. Got to convert the foul shots, though.
Yep. Streaks have missed two of their last three. This is their sixth free throw already shot, not even 2 minutes into the game. Cunningham makes the second one. 6-4 is the Galesburg lead. Now Calhoun sits down. Adam White, a 6'2 senior, into the game. And the Streaks set up the press again. So three team fouls on Dunlap already as we approach the six-minute mark of quarter number one. Now Chatterton loses the dribble in the backcourt, but it goes out of bounds off Fields' foot. And now a 30-second timeout called by Corky Card as they are not handling this Galesburg pressure very well early.
And they do have a man on the cut through into the middle open. They're just not finding him. They've got to use directional pass fakes there to get the hands down there or a fake down, go up kind of thing. But again, those are big ifs.
So how does Mike Reynolds use this timeout? It's been a great start for the Silver Streaks. It's probably not really a whole lot to talk about at this juncture of the game.
Continue to be aggressive. I think if we're talking about something that we need to shore up or pay attention to is once the press is beaten, we have to get back in passing lanes, and you must stop the ball. And in transition, as we talked about, you can't give up those full court, you know, coast-to-coast layups. The ball's got to be stopped.
Brock Card back into the game. Brings the ball into the front court. Swanson, another freshman at 6'1 up top. Now Card with it. Gives to Swanson left side. Squares for three. Shoots and it's off the back iron. Rebound Dunlap. In the lane. Pressure. Gets it off underneath. Left baseline up and in by Cody Bear. And that ties the game at six. Offensive rebound opportunity.
Good job of converting on the offensive glass there.
Streaks into the front court, tied at six. Here's Quinn Anderson driving left baseline, feeds it into the corner. End off squares for three. A little bit long. Rebound on the weak side by Cody Bear at 6'7", the tallest player on the court for either team. Tied at six. Here's a drive right side, scooped up and in by the freshman Swanson. And Dunlap is up 8-6.
And right now we've struggled defensively of being able to stop dribble drives to the basket. We had a real difficult time of that on Friday night, and here early we've struggled with that.
McCants has the ball poked away in the lane. He tried to go up for the jump stop. Dunlap reached in, knocked it out of his hands, and the Eagles try to build on a two-point lead here 3 minutes into the game. On the right side, Adam White. Swing it around left side, Card with it off the elbow. Dribbles right, top of the arc, squares for three, passes it away to Cody Bear. Bear dribbles inside the arc, pulls it back out. Real mix of seniors and underclassmen, lots of freshmen and some sophomores getting some playing time for head coach Corky Card in his first season at Dunlap. Nearly turned it over. Dunlap hanging on to the loose ball. Pressure drives in and takes it all the way with the right hand.
Another drive to the basket there. And we had a great defensive possession there and then just let our guard down a little bit and lost focus and gave up the layup.
Six straight points given up by the Silver Streaks. They trail by four. Justin Endoff, another three from the wing. Long again. He's missed two in a row from that spot. Weak side rebound. Brock Card down the right side of the lane and a reach-in foul called against Quinn Anderson, backpedaling and trying to poking it free. That's the first of the game on Anderson, second on the Silver Streaks. And Mike Reynolds will send Eric Price and Mitchell Sampson into the game, not quite halfway through the first quarter. And two substitutions in for Dunlap as well. This will be Calhoun and Hawthorne back into the game.
I like these substitutions by Coach Reynolds in that, you know, we got off to a great start. Now we're into this little bit of time where we're struggling and scuffling, and substitutions can be the best way of trying to get that altered.
Lob on the inbound to Bear. Good defense on the interior by the Silver Streaks. Keith Cunningham right in front just kept his arms straight up, and then Bear lost the handle on the ball, so then it was just everything he could just to try to get a shot up, and he ended up traveling with it.
We call that walling up and just get right up in them so they really have nowhere to go, and oftentimes they shuffle their feet and travel.
Halfway through the first quarter, 10-6 Dunlap, Streaks with the ball. Galesburg won by 27 against these Eagles down at Taylorville. In the near corner, Fields drives baseline, leaves it behind him. Bad idea, poked loose, scramble for the ball, off of Cunningham on the opposite side, out of bounds, back to the Eagles.
We're able to drive the baseline against their zone, but right now we're not able to dump it off inside, and also our inside players have got to float to an opening there to receive that little penetration pass, and we're hanging out our guards on that drive. In that way, they have nowhere to go with that pass.
And Dunlap with that zone really clogging 15 feet from the basket all the way around the arc. And now Calhoun on the dribble. The sophomore will bring it across midcourt.
He's a good-looking player.
He goes behind the back, goes around Eric Price and down the right side of the lane, and Calhoun has four. And it's now 12-6 Dunlap.
And they have to be tickled to death with their start.
After a really rocky start in the first minute 45. They've responded nicely after the timeout. Price fires it down low.
Excellent
and a catch and a shot by
Price.
Fields.
He kept his vision moving, found Nick Fields cutting to the basket.
12-8, Silver Streaks end the 8-0 Dunlap run, now trailing by four. Nearly traveling, and now Rocco carries the ball. He lost the handle on it. Streaks nearly poked it away, and then in the recovery, Rocco ended up carrying the ball. That's the fourth Eagles turnover.
Yeah, got in a little bit of hurry there, and we got our hands in there, and it changed his elevation of his dribble, and he turned it over, carried the ball.
12-8, Dunlap. Streaks with the ball, 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Fields up top. Along the volleyball line. Lobs it right side over to Cunningham on the wing. Keith dribbles it back out. Now to Price on the outside. Squares for three. Feeds it into the right corner. McCants will shoot the three. Nearly an air ball. Underneath, Fields recoveries. Goes up with it.
Tough call, huh?
And lost the ball on the way up. I guess he gets called for coming back down with it and traveling.
Yeah, it looked like that either a jump ball. I thought somebody got their hand on it to create a jump ball. But Brett Brington's got a lot better view than I do there.
Dunlap breaks the press. Left side, Hawthorne misses the shot from the low blocks. Rebound, loose ball picked up by McCants on the run. One on two, forces it up. Short, rebound put back, missed it. Tipped up and in, third attempt. Streaks down 12-10. Dunlap breaks the press, other end. Card drives. He misses the layup. Mitchell Sampson with a weak side rebound, and Kyle Hawthorne fouls him over the back, and that's the second foul of the game on Kyle Hawthorne for Dunlap.
And we're continuing to struggle with once the press, we get beat, we're not getting back, and we're giving up layups. We were fortunate there the last two possessions that they missed those layups.
12-10, streaks within two, 2:15 to go here in this opening quarter. Drake's trying to tie it back up or take the lead here as we approach 2 minutes to go. Cunningham down low, dribbles out of traffic, kicks it out. Price shoots the three off the elbow.
Excellent
and knocks
job
it down.
By Keith Cunningham there in the low blocks. You look opposite against the zone. Wide open Eric Price get his feet set and knock down that three.
Puts the Streaks on top, 13-12. Now they've scored seven in a row after the Eagles had eight straight. Pass down low. Chatterton misses the shot from right under the blocks. Eric Price with a rebound, feeds it to Sampson. Back up top, Nick. Hesitation drive down the left side of the lane, cut off. Fires it back out to Simpson. Or Sampson, rather, back up top. Price with a hesitation drive down the left side. Misses the layup, but Jalen McCants there with a rebound put back. And now another timeout called by head coach Corky Card for Dunlap. This time will be a full timeout.
Jalen McCants has been a monster on the offensive glass. They're getting a couple of stick backs, and when we fail to make a shot inside, and he's right there, Johnny, on the spot. A very important part of our success here early. And this has been a game of about three different sections here. Streaks getting off to a great start. Eagles then answering. Now the Streaks carrying play again. And some of that is Dunlap is shooting themselves in the foot. When you're 4-13, you're young, you're still trying to find your identity, and more importantly, gain your confidence in finishing things. You see that happen a lot. You miss close shots, especially under duress. And they missed the last three shots, you know, point
all
blank
right
range,
into the basket,
point
yeah.
Point blank range. So they've been able to break the press. They just haven't been able to convert there.
How much of that you think is, you talk about the lack of success. I mean, they've run pretty good offense down there and gotten pretty good shots. Now, I mean, granted, the Streaks are there. They're not just giving it to them by any chance. But how much of that is just sort of the lack of inexperience, maybe the lack of basketball,
You're hurrying
right.
Some. Ball clubs that have had some struggles are young hurry things when the heat gets on. And they've got to just get through that. And that's one of the ways that they'll become better.
Kind of get excited when you see that open shot.
And
then miss a point blank one. Minute 20 to go, first quarter. 3-point Galesburg lead. Streaks have scored 9 in a row after Dunlap scored 8 in a row to take a 4-point lead.
And they have basically spread the court here and are trying to dribble drive it.
Cut off on the baseline, skipping it back up top, and Swanson traveled with it. And there's, again, that little bit of indecision by Swanson up top after he received the pass from down low along the baseline. He faked left, then acted as if he was going to pass right, but then he dragged his left side pivot foot. Right out there with everybody watching him. Easy call for the officials. 5 Dunlap turnovers now.
And got in a hurry again. Streaks need to capitalize here.
Up top, left corner. Price shoots a three. A little bit long. Rebound pops out into the hands of Cody Bear for Dunlap, and now Price fouls him in the backcourt.
I felt Eric there. Good look. He just didn't have his hands underneath the ball, a little bit on the side there. When he gets his hands underneath the ball and strokes it from there, everything in a straight line, it was really good that time. He just didn't have his hand placement on the ball good.
40 seconds to go, first quarter, three-point Galesburg lead. That's a third team foul. Now up top, Calhoun, or rather Swanson, a little shake and bake, a little head fake. Lost Keith Cunningham on the dribble drive, pulls Dunlap back within one at 15-14.
And not making them change directions. We're not on their strong side there, and they go a direct drive to the basket.
Sampson, Price, Fields up top, Cunningham and McCants down low. Jalen drives, feeds into the lane, leaves it off underneath to Keith. Pump fake up and in.
Good pass there and a good cut by Keith. Good pass by Jalen.
Seven in the first quarter for Cunningham. The Streaks force a turnover. Dunlap couldn't handle the pass once they got it into the front court. That is the sixth Eagles turnover, and the Streaks get it back with just under 9 seconds to play, leading by three. As we wind down the first quarter, Riley Milan into the game for the final 8.8 seconds with Price, Cunningham, McCants, and Sampson. Milan inbounds in the backcourt to Price, who will bring it across midcourt. Left side fakes, now down the right side of the lane. Left side of the lane, up and in all the way with a left hand. Streaks execute at the end of the quarter. Bear has to heave it, and he doesn't get it off in time. 5-point Galesburg lead after one, 19-14. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at courtrightconstruction.com.
WGIL, proud of our connection to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Katie Carlson from WGIL, reminding you that the Rova High School FCCLA chapter is hosting its annual chili and soup cook-off on Friday, February 8th at the high school. Sample great soups or enter the competition. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
Congratulations to Max Tessier of Galesburg, who won $50 when he was spotted wearing the white WGIL button. Get your button today. Find out how at WGIL.com.
One quarter gone at John Thiel Gymnasium here at this King Shootout on this Martin Luther King holiday. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Thanks for being with us for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball. 19-14 is the Galesburg lead after one quarter. Dunlap with the ball to begin quarter number two. Left side Swanson fakes, drives left, and
holy
a circus
cow.
Shot just circus throws shot. It up with
got
the left
to go
hand.
In.
And it went straight up and dropped right down through the rim.
Streak started in a 1-3-1 there, but again, you've got to close gaps. He was able to get to the rim even though that shot was a circus shot.
Ooh, blocking foul called against Swanson on this end as Eric Price dribbling against him, I thought, got away with a little push off. First foul of the game on Swanson. Five team fouls on Dunlap now. Just underway in the second quarter.
And they continue to stay in there. 1-2-2, which is really a flat 3-2 here.
Streak scored, had a nice little run at the end of the first quarter. They were down 12-6. They outscored Dunlap 13-2 to take a 5-point lead at the end of one quarter. It's three here as we start the second quarter. Sampson up top, Price left side, gives it to Cunningham. Keith drives left baseline and a blocking for a charge call, rather, as waiting underneath the basket, Adam White. That's a tough place to draw a charge because White was really under the backboard as Cunningham tried to drive the baseline, and Keith just tried to fade a little bit to the left side toward the baseline, but the offensive foul is the fourth Galesburg turnover. Second of the game on Keith.
Coach Carr's son here has a great future. He's a freshman. He's heady. He's able to make plays. Good ball skills, good fundamentals.
As Coach Mike Reynolds talked about in the pregame, Kobe Ramirez into the game here, a minute into the second quarter. He was not healthy at the beginning of the season as Dunlap turns it over. Entry pass intended for Bear down along the baseline just went right through his hands. So Ramirez getting healthier all the time. Had a bout of mono back in December.
And he brings a dimension where he can create some energy, some turnovers, live ball turnovers. Down there in our 1-3-1, we were long with our arms, and I'm not sure we got a hand on it. And then that ball got then deflected through the Dunlap player. At least it certainly disconcerted his vision and his ability to catch the ball.
Price with a bad pass, picked off by Hawthorne at half court, but then he couldn't handle it as he dribbled it into the front court and traveled with it on the left base, on the left elbow, right in front of the Streaks bench. So again, with a chance to get within one or maybe tie it up, Dunlap misses an opportunity. Second straight turnover after a bad turnover by the Silver Streaks at half court. Now the Streaks get it back into the front court. Price on the dribble, feeds it into the corner. Mylan, quick pass down low. McCants step back up and in with a bank
good
shot.
Good entry pass by Riley Mylan inside to McCants to get the easy layup there.
Back to a five-point lead, 21-16. McCants with seven. Keith Cunningham with seven. Streaks lead by five. Under six to go, first half. 21-16 is the Galesburg lead. Bear just off the right side of the top of the arc. Air ball's a three. Rebound underneath the basket. Sampson controls for the Silver Streaks. Here comes Galesburg. Quick three. Left corner. Mylan off the mark. Rebound on the run. Picked off by White. Down the right side. Hawthorne. Reverse layup. Missed it. Weak side rebound underneath. McCants with it. Has the ball poked away and a tie-up called. And the alternating possession keeps it with the Silver Streaks. Galesburg just doesn't protect the ball very well sometimes, and we've seen more and more teams as the season goes along not afraid to stick their hands in there, and more times than not, it seems like they poke it loose.
And what happens there, Brad, is when we go to rebound the ball, instead of looking for an outlet, we sometimes just take off and run, and when you do that, the defenders are going to, if they scout, are looking to jump in there and try to knock the ball away.
Price covered up in the right corner. Now a crossover dribble. Finds an opening driving in from the right side. Missed it. Gets his own rebound on the opposite side. Head and shoulder fake. Gets fouled by Kyle Hawthorne. And that's three on the 6'4 senior by Dunlap after Price rebounded his own driving miss in from the right side. And Price will go to the line shooting two on the third foul against Kyle Hawthorne. And that really hurts this Dunlap team. Their seventh team foul now. First
Eric,
one up by Price and in
great
and out.
Physicality there of really being a bull inside to rebound his missed shot there and strong to try to get the three-point play and got fouled.
Mike Reynolds talked quite a bit in the postgame after Friday's loss at Quincy about playing through contact. That was a good example of Price doing it there on that dribble drive. Knocks down the second free throw. He's got six in the game off the bench, and the Streaks' lead is six, 22-16. Now Kobe fouls Brock Card in the backcourt. A little too aggressive on the full court pressure. First of the game on Ramirez off the bench. 5:10 to play first half. 22-16 Streaks.
And some of that's a little bit of rust on Cody. He would normally cut the sideline off there and just a step late. And I think he realized that there to pick up the foul.
Dunlap back into the half court now. On the left side, bounce pass into the far corner. Pressier, the sophomore, pulls it back out. Card with it now as the Streaks, with that 1-3-1 defense, Ramirez rotating back and forth up top. White ducks underneath, a leaping Ramirez passes it right side. Now they get Calhoun out up top to help with the passing. It's just a lot of back and forth right now as Dunlap looks like they're trying to figure out this zone by the Silver Streaks. Card now dribbles, gives it off to Calhoun. Cut off by a double team, trapped, gets it out into the hands of Card. In the midcourt circle, they'll reset. Under 4.5 minutes to go, second quarter. Streaks by six. Left side Calhoun, back up top to Card. Now gets an open look, shoots a three and hits. He's got five. Cuts the lead in half, 22-19. Silver Streaks by three. Won a lot of movement there, I guess, but they got
found
the open look
wide
they
open,
wanted.
Yeah.
Sampson on the dribble out high.
We've got a continue attack. Good pass fake there.
Finds Kobe in for the reverse layup. Puts it up and in.
Mitchell, look off the receiver. Use a pass fake and you find somebody open.
Now I like Kobe with the aggressive move. As soon as he caught it, he was on the move to the basket.
Yep, and a good cut without the ball to be found.
Streaks by five, 24-19, 3:45 to go first half. First basket of the game for Kobe. And he's halfway to his season high, which was just four, against Chicago Wells back at Thanksgiving before he came down with mono. Run through the abbreviated schedule here in this Kings shootout as a dribble drive by Card coming in from the right side. Where would they be in this game without him right now? He's making things happen.
He's very aggressive and he makes good decision making, or good decisions. He's one of those that knows when to go and when not to go, and there's certainly a basketball acumen and instinct to that because you can't constantly go to the rim. You've got to be able to sense when that opening there and take what the defense is going to give you.
Foul on Mitchell Sampson, his first. Card misses the free throw. He has five of Dunlap's 19 here.
And they're a pesky group. They're competing. You can see that they're better here. They've gotten better.
Silver Streaks were up by 10 over these Eagles at halftime as Card missed them both. Jalen McCants with the rebound. Galesburg scored 46 points in the second half in that game down there. They really opened up the lead, and they won by 27. Price, Fields out top. McCants, Anderson, Sampson, the other three on the floor right now. As Quinn has it now on the left wing. Looks over the floor, pops it back up top to Price. Squares, shoots a long three, and hits.
Much better. His hand was underneath that. Good stroke. Had his legs in it.
Biggest lead for the Silver Streaks now at 27-19. 9 in the game for Price off the bench. 3:02 to go first half. It's Galesburg by 8. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Yeah, I walked the dog, gamed a little, played with a frog.
What does your morning commute sound like?
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a sausage McMuffin with egg and a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, please?
Kids back up, went back home, then I went to...
Here you go, Jim.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better. Right now, mix and match two select breakfast sandwiches, like a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, a sausage McMuffin with egg, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Missing a minute could cost you big time. Tune in for the Clark Howard Show, weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
3:02 to go first half. Galesburg leads Dunlap 27-19. We're calling this a Martin Luther King shootout now after the game's Saturday did not happen. Today isn't exactly like Saturday's schedule, but it's pretty close. After this Dunlap-Galesburg game, Danville will play Minooka at 11:30. Then the Galesburg sophomores have a game against Springfield sophomores at 1 o'clock. Dunlap goes for the home run pass. Quinn Anderson intercepts it. Back come the Silver Streaks. Sampson left side. Skip pass right side over to Price. Squares for three again. Rattles it through.
Again, good stroke. Work the good process. The results will happen. They'll take care of themselves.
12 in the game for Price. Streaks lead is 11 at 30-19. Dunlap breaks the press. Calhoun around Sampson. Drives. Euro step in from the left side and throws it up in and off the backboard. He has six. 30-21. Silver Streaks by 9. Bounce pass. Sampson. The give to Jalen McCants off his hands. Out of bounds. Six turnover by the Silver Streaks. After the Galesburg-Springfield sophomore game at 1, it'll be varsity the rest of the way. These Dunlap Eagles will take on Springfield's varsity. Only game for the Senators here at 2:30. Minooka will play Moline at 4:30, and the Streaks will play Danville in the nightcap. And Price just hit another three coming off the 10th Dunlap turnover. Price has 10 in the quarter, 15 for the game, and the Streaks lead by 12 as Dunlap calls another timeout.
And you can certainly see, I mean, Eric has the good mechanics. He's sort of a streaky shooter. When he's not in a hurry and he has good rhythm, he really is a fine, fine shooter, and he's got it going here today. And, you know, we commented he's wearing some glasses today. Coach thought maybe that he was struggling a little bit, and I can understand that. I didn't want to, you know, I had contacts, but I didn't have contacts when I was playing basketball. And I didn't want to put glasses on. They get foggy, they're sweaty, you can't see as well.
Right.
And he's got his sports glasses on today, and I'll tell you what, they've made it, certainly probably helped him, giving him some confidence. He's done a great job here shooting the basketball today.
4 out of 5 from three-point range. Again, off the bench. Nearly another steal. Now into the front court, Swanson, the freshman, down the lane. Streaks clog it up. He feeds it into the left corner. Three-pointer off the mark. Price down low with his third rebound and a reach-in foul as they double-team him and will walk it to the end. Then Price will shoot a 1-1 here with 2:07 to go in the first half.
And a good rebound by Eric. Mm-hmm. With his size, him getting to the offensive and defensive glass is absolutely critical for us, and that's a good position there on the weak side there. He went up and got it, boxed out nicely, all textbook.
Price at the line, 1 out of 2 in this game, both of those coming here in the second quarter. And that one is off the mark and falls off to the left side. Cody Bear the rebound for Dunlap. 12-point Galesburg lead. Here's Swanson with a drive. Fields reached in, poked it loose, picks it up off the floor. Nick leading the break. Down the lane. Feeds it over to McCants. Left corner. Price another three. They're finding the hot guy. It's in and out. And there's McCants with a putback and a foul. That shot by Eric did everything but go down.
And I want to rechase. Jalen made a good extra pass there to find Eric the hot hand open. Eric didn't miss it. Jalen went to the weak side glass, got the rebound and the stick back. That is outstanding basketball by the Streaks, and especially Jalen McCants there.
Foul starting to mount on Dunlap here with a minute 48 to go in the first half. The Streaks lead is 14. McCants with 9 in the game looking for double digits here. The free throw up and in.
And Streaks continue after a made basket to be in the 1-2-2.
The lead was just 3 at 22-19, and now the Streaks foul in the front court. The lead was 22-19. The Streaks have gone on a 14-2 run in addition to the 13-2 run they put on at the end of the first quarter. And this foul, the second of the game on Mitchell Sampson, will put Dunlap at the line for a 1-1 as the Streaks have put him in the bonus with a minute 43 to play in the half.
And Brad, it's nice to see we haven't had these explosive runs like this, and a 14-2 run like this, outstanding in terms of being able to put points on the board off of turnovers in bunches and in a hurry.
Jack Chatterton at the line knocks down the first free throw, his first point of the game, and the lefty hits them both. That stems the Galesburg tide, at least for the moment. 13-point Galesburg lead, a minute 43 to go. Sampson sits down. And how about this? Dalen Ellington into the game. First action on the varsity level for the Streaks freshman, who was put on the roster in time for the Morton game. And this is his first action, finally, in a varsity game. Good
great
feet down
inside.
Low. Eric hesitates, waits for the man to pass, and puts it
great
up and in.
Pass by Quinn. Nice little shot fake there. Under control by Eric.
38-23. Price was 17 in the game. Calhoun with a runner at the other end. Streaks don't clog up the lane yet again. And Calhoun takes advantage of it. He has 8. He's knocked down all 4 of his shots. Ellington drives, gets caught on the baseline, feeds it out, intended for Calhoun, and Quinn Anderson reaches back and fouls him quickly after the turnover, which was a good decision because Calhoun would have taken that all the way for the layup.
And what Ellington will learn there, that pass that needs to be made is a baseline-to-baseline pass, and then kick the extra pass to get that wing instead of that direct pass that he tried to make. It's across too many guys. We call that across the grain. It usually gets stolen.
And that's exactly what happened, and a smart foul by the Streaks senior as Calhoun misses a free throw. Price comes down with a rebound, so now the foul by Anderson looks even better. Fields weaves through the lane, stops at the free throw line, reverses directions back to Anderson. Quick pass left side, into the corner. Ellington off the front of the rim, rebound weak side. Jalen has the ball knocked free, gets it back, collects it to put the shot up, but knocked out of bounds on the rebound back to Dunlap.
I really like how Jalen has gone on the offensive glass today. He's just been he's been outstanding there in a bull there and had many opportunities and been a very, you know, that's the area that you want to continue to be productive with, because you're not going to shoot, you know, the kind of percentage you want every night. Get those easy stick backs.
To your point, Steve. 7 rebounds already in this game for Jalen McCants. Down low, Swanson gets caught by the defense by McCants. Throws up a bad shot. McCants with the rebound, then turns it over at the other end. Picked off by Calhoun. Streaks need to get back. He goes left, spin moves, trying to get away from Price. Misses the shot. Eric with the rebound. Little out of control by Calhoun at the other end. Now Price drives, stops inside the free throw line. Out to Anderson for 3 off the back iron. And we're up and down. Pressier with a rebound. Leads a break into the front court. And a whistle. And knocked out of bounds.
They turned it over.
They turned it over again.
Lost control of it.
12 turnovers on Dunlap, 6 in each quarter. And down to 11 seconds to go. Streaks can hold for the final shot with a 13-point lead. Down to 5. Right corner, Anderson. Dribbles left. Back to McCants. In the corner. Shoots the 3. In and out. 38-25 Galesburg at the break. They'll take a 13-point lead to the locker room. We'll take a break. Come back. Look at the first half statistics. Get a word from the coaching staff. Look at the individual scoring as well. 38-25 Galesburg after first two quarters. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter, and they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium. First game of the day in this Martin Luther King shootout. And first game of the day for the Galesburg boys basketball team. First of two. They'll play Danville tonight at 6 o'clock. And you want a hot and heavy challenge to wrap up your holiday? Well, that's where it's going to be. Danville at 16-2 on the season. They're the first place team in the Big 12 that features a number of the Peoria schools, and they're ranked fifth in Class 4A. So just continue the run, I guess. Streaks have played Moline here recently. Winning down at Quincy is never easy. Didn't get that job done, so it's been a tough stretch here for the Silver Streaks. But here in the first half, Galesburg's had a little bit of fun. 19 points in each of the first two quarters, leading by 13 at the half, 38-25. And it's nice to see the Silver Streaks get up and down the court. Can't do that against everybody. They saw an opportunity maybe to be able to do that here today, and that's exactly been the strategy, and they've taken advantage of it, Steve.
Absolutely, and that's what you want to do. When something is there and available, then you want to seize that opportunity and take advantage of it. I thought we did that beautifully. We shared the ball. We were under control for the most part, and we scored in bunches, went on runs. We went on a 14-2 run to really get separation here and made lots of what we would call winning plays, good decision-making. It was great to see us on the glass. We out-rebounded them, especially Jalen, getting to the offensive glass and converting missed shots. You know, the only negative is, and I know Coach Reynolds will be addressing this, is we continue to give up dribble drives on the defensive end, and we got better as the half went on, but early we did not get back on defense and allowed them in transition to score easy points.
Let's take a look at our first half statistics. We always like to start off with the team numbers. Our halftime stats brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. And the team numbers, Steve, you show what?
For the Silver Streaks, we were 14 out of 30, and that comes out to 46%. We shot the ball beautifully. Eric had a great shooting half, especially in the three ball. And again, Jalen, really outstanding on the offensive glass. So 14 out of 30, 46%. 4 for 14, got a lot of shots off in terms of the three ball. And that, was, again, was good ball movement. Most of those were in rhythm, 28% there. They were 1 for 4 with a three ball for 25%. And they shot well, too. A lot of those were due to the layups they got, especially early on those dribble drives for 55%. Real key statistic, we out-rebounded them. We doubled them in rebounds. Plus one at 17 for us, 8 for them, with 10 of them coming in the second period. And as you said, you'll get to those individual stats here in a second. Jalen McCants having a bunch, and Eric Price getting on the glass, too. Turnover-wise, we had 8. We forced them into 12, which is a large number in a game like this. And a lot of that was our press, not just stealing the ball, but forcing them to make unforced turnovers where they're playing too fast, fumble the ball away, try to get too much in a hurry. Good job in our press there.
How many rebounds did you have for Dunlap in the second quarter?
I had 3.
That's all I had, too. Isn't that amazing?
For the half here. So really good job on the glass by the Streaks and limiting them to one shot for the most part. And, again, getting a number of quality chances on the offensive glass.
38-25 is the Galesburg lead at the break. We'll take a timeout, come back, talk things over with the coaching staff, and take a look at the individual scoring as well. Silver Streaks lead is a Baker's Dozen over Dunlap here at the Martin Luther King Shootout. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Did you see her new car?
Yeah, it's a Toyota.
I want a Toyota.
Who doesn't want a new Toyota? It's the most dependable, longest-running brand on the market, and the 2019s are some of the most beautiful vehicles I've ever seen. Lucky for you, we have a whole lot full of them. Hi, I'm Brian Penniman, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. If it seems like everyone you know is driving a new Toyota, sounds like it's your turn. I promise we'll make it easy. Come see us today and buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
Online at GalesburgToyota.com.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, where auto insurance rates are changing. Keep your family covered for the best value and quality around. Cloudy today, a high of 19, wind chill still below zero this morning. Cloudy tonight, a low of 17, wind chill near zero. Chance of freezing rain and snow tomorrow morning, a chance of freezing rain and rain in the afternoon, a high of 37. Right now it's 9 above with a wind chill of 5 below at WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
38-25 is the Galesburg lead here at the half. Let's take a look at the individual scoring here. Gabe Calhoun leads the Eagles with 8 in the first half. Next up, Joe Swanson with 6. Brock Card with 5. Then Will Pressier, Cody Bear, and Jack Chatterton each with 2. Bear, the leading rebounder for Dunlap, with 3. For the Silver Streaks, Eric Price off the bench, 17 first-half points, 4 out of 6 from three-point range. No other Silver Streaks in double figure. Well, I take that back. Jalen McCance has 10 points. He got his 10th with that free throw late there in the second quarter. So Price with 17, McCance with 10, then Keith Cunningham with 7. All of those coming in the first quarter. Then you go to Kobe Ramirez off the bench and Nick Fields each with 2. And no other Silver Streaks have scored here in the first half. McCance, the leading rebounder with 8. Eric Price has 5 rebounds. Again, Silver Streaks will be back in action taking on Danville tonight. That's a 6 o'clock start. We'll have pregame about 5:35, 5:40 here tonight after the first half of Galesburg Live and the news break at the bottom of the hour. And a tough task for the Silver Streaks boys taking on the highly touted and 16-2 Vikings of Danville High School. Meanwhile, Illini basketball taking on Wisconsin on Wednesday. That's a 7 o'clock start here on WGIL. The Badgers, of course, coming off that big, big win at home over previously unbeaten Michigan over the weekend. Silver Streaks girls back in action against Alleman coming up Thursday night. That's a home game, 6:06 for the pregame show here on WGIL Thursday night with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. Meanwhile, the Galesburg boys, after the Danville game tonight, will have 2 more games coming up next weekend, including the big Galesburg shootout coming up on Saturday when the girls will also be in action. We'll talk more about that as the day and the week progress. Streaks are back out onto the court warming up. It's time for our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Here's Steve Cheeseman with Ryan Hart.
Uh-oh. Did we lose him?
Have got to do a better job stopping the dribble drive. Now they're just putting their head down and driving aimlessly. Well, early in the game, they got to the rim. Well, now we're kind of putting a little resistance up. We need to make sure that we make sure that they stay out of the underneath volleyball line inside the paint.
You got to it before I did. I thought so, too. Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Well, we got the end of that in there, and certainly no surprises there in terms of stopping Dunlap on the interior with their efforts to, like, the dribble drive Coach Ryan Hart was talking about there. So we'll see if the Silver Streaks can shut that down. Again, the second half down at Taylorville is when the Silver Streaks looked really took control of the game over Dunlap previously. They had an awfully good second quarter here. Scored 19 points in each of the first two quarters. Lead by 13 as we start the second half. And Gabe Calhoun tries to drive in from the left side. Gets tangled up with Nick Fields. And that'll be a foul on Fields, his first. And 11 seconds into the third quarter, we already have a foul on the floor. And again, there's Dunlap attacking the basket. This time, Chatterton will inbound from the right of the backboard, feeds it into the left corner. And this is Card on the dribble, pulls it back out with Calhoun. Again, Chatterton, Pressier, and Hawthorne. Hawthorne playing with those 3 fouls for Eagles to start the second half. Calhoun on the outside. Looks over to his coaching staff. Steals a glance up at the clock. Now starts the dribble, working against Fields. Keeps it on the outside, swinging around left side to Brock Card on the wing. Card up top to Hawthorne. Now Calhoun comes out back for it. Fires it to the right side. Chatterson trying to give and go to Card. They keep the dribble on the perimeter. Hawthorne with it now. Only Pressier has not touched it on this opening possession. Card up top. Now Chatterton on the right side gives it to Hawthorne. He'll fire the 3 from the wing off the back iron, and the rebound Keith Cunningham. Set the Silver Streaks line up for you here. Fields Price up top, squared for three, passed it up. Quinn Anderson, Jalen McCants, and Keith Cunningham. Price with it on the right side, feeds it down low. Through traffic, finds its way to Jalen, who backs his way in but can't finish off the shot. Pressier the rebound for Dunlap. 13-point Galesburg lead, a minute 20 into the second half. Card at the free throw line, back up top to Chatterson. Now up top, Hawthorne with it along the volleyball line, between the legs of the dribble, stops at the free throw line, kicks it out. Card shoots from the elbow and swished it.
Again, a very impressive young player here as a freshman. Plays with lots of confidence and moxie.
10-point Galesburg lead, Card with 8 for Dunlap. 38-28 Silver Streaks. Outside of 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Another entry pass to McCants. Kicks it out to Quinn, who drives and leaves it off through the hands of Keith Cunningham. Quinn would have been better off just taking it all the way or pulling up and shooting the jumper. Keith didn't expect him to pass it away, and it wasn't ready for it on the baseline.
It's one of those that if he's going to penetrate, Keith has to circle behind him or whatever. They both got there together, and that happens sometimes when you're too close, when you have two teammates way too close.
There's a drive by Calhoun against Fields down the left side of the lane. Took it all the way, and Calhoun with 10 in double figures now, and the lead is down to 8. 38-30.
To Keith's defense there, he had no idea, I think, that Quinn was going to stop there as well.
Right side, McCants on the wing, double team, pulls it back out, ducks underneath, gets it to Nick Fields, up top, Price. He'll square and shoot the three, and that's way off the mark. Rebound, Cunningham, put back, lost the handle on the way up, loose ball, picked up by Price, steps to the basket, that won't go. Cunningham, another rebound, and he gets fouled going up for the shot, which does not go down.
Good work by the Streaks there, they were relentless there on the glass.
And that's four fouls on Kyle Hawthorne for Dunlap.
And Keith will battle. He's a quick jumper, so he's first to the ball oftentimes, and he doesn't give in with it.
Makes the first free throw, though. He's got 8. First point since the first quarter. First point of the second half for the Streaks, 39-30. We've played 2.5 minutes.
And Keith, I'm always impressed with how hard he plays. His effort is always 100%, and there's no change in any of that. Lots of energy and energy guy there. He's continuing to try to make things happen.
Second one in and out. Rebound on the floor, Adam White for Dunlap. Down low, Bear trying to back his way in, turns to the basket, off balance shot, couldn't hit it from the low blocks. Price with a rebound. Eric stops at the top, right side. Price down low, finds McCants stepping to the basket and lays it in.
That's something we've done really well, making the extra pass, finding the open man. Good job there by the Streaks.
And an offensive foul. Price gets back, draws the charge as Bear tried to go right down the lane. So there's an example of what Ryan Hart was talking about at the half, clogging up that lane and not letting him take it right down the middle.
Oh, and they're going to make a change there. We had one official make a called a block, another official called a charge. Now they're getting together to hopefully discuss that to get it right here. And that's good there. They're going to get together, figure out who had the best angle, ask maybe for a third opinion from our third official.
Well, both teams were headed toward the other end after the charge was clearly made. This is Aaron Furrow, Brett Brewington, and Joe Thompson, our crew today, with 5:01 to go in the third quarter. A long discussion, and now Furrow is going to pull both coaches together. Mike Reynolds has no interest in this conversation. I don't read lips very well, but I saw him say, what?
So I don't know. Are we going to...
Are they just going to wave it off?
A double foul here? I'm not sure.
Or no foul. Like an inadvertent whistle kind of call.
I see a foul being called on Eric, it looks like, up on the board, and it looks like...
Yeah, but Eric already had one from earlier.
Yep, that's what they've called. Eric Price on a blocking foul. Tough call there. So Dunlap will have the ball underneath their own basket.
So I think they called offsetting. I think they called
that's what they've had. They've called a double foul there. Okay.
So Price picks up one. I was trying to, now that they've got the public address system fixed, I was trying to listen to what Jeff Lamb was saying there.
Yep, they've called a double foul.
So it's that one goes against Card. So his second. And
offsetting penalties.
Alternating possession on the double foul.
In the spirit of the NFL playoffs.
So
Nice drive
here. Fields drives in from the left side.
Nick saw an opening, a seam there, and got to the rim. He does a good job with that and made the layup.
See what you did there, Steve. A little NFL playoff reference.
Yeah, got to get that in. I know that that's a tough day. You're not wearing black today, but you'd be in mourning. Tough way to go.
Drive in from Brock, or rather Cody Bear on the right baseline. Now Cunningham gets tripped up under the basket, and a foul called on Adam White. So I guess I'm still not sure. Eric was driving the lane, or rather was guarding the lane, and Card was penetrating. And I guess what you say is the officials couldn't agree. One saw a charge, one saw a block. So you give one to each instead of just waving them off and saying no foul? Here's a drive by Price in from the left
baseline. Because you blew the whistle and called a foul on both. I would have thought that they would have decided, if they could, who really the foul was on in terms of their view.
Now a dribble drive by Calhoun as he continues to find openings. And he's aggressive to the basket. Again, we talked about the fact that he was not with the team, Dunlap. I mean, he was with the team, but he was not dressed. Had not played at all through the first half of the season. And this kid makes a difference for them.
Absolutely. And we saw him last year. He's a nice-looking player. He does lots of things well. Just a good, solid basketball player.
Knocks down the first free throw here. He's got 11 in the game now, 45-33. That was the third foul on Eric Price. Three team fouls on the Silver Streaks as Calhoun gets the friendly roll on the second one.
You know, back to the foul call, the double foul call. I know that these three guys are as good as it gets, so they obviously had something in terms of the decision that they felt like that was the fair thing to do, the right thing to do.
Streaks turn it over. Bounce pass from Calhoun down low to Cody Bear, who lays it up and in. Dunlap on a little bit of a run now, down six as they've scored six in a row. A drive by Cunningham on the right side, cut off. Back up top, Field stops at the free throw line. Gives it to McCants, right elbow for three, off the front of the rim. Rebound, Price got a hand on it, battles for it and chases it down. Now right side Cunningham, back to Eric. On the wing, steps inside, high post shot, in and out and in again.
Good move there. Fine move there by Eric. He hustled to secure possession on the rebound and then made a good pull-up there, mid-range jump shot from the elbow.
Full timeout by the Silver Streaks. Their second. Galesburg leads by 11, 3:29 to go here in the third quarter. And the Silver Streaks lead 47-36. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you got to pick the most reputable screen printing operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about a million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and an endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at BreedloveSports.com.
Stay connected with local news headlines in your email inbox with the WGIL Morning Brief. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
47-36 Galesburg, 3:29 to go, third quarter, coming out of a Streaks full timeout. They put on the full court pressure. Bear in the backcourt, guarded by McCants, pokes it away. Jalen trying to corral it on the far baseline and couldn't come up with it. Dunlap will hang on to it.
Good effort there by Jalen. The ball, he just ran out of real estate there, and the ball got out of bounds before he could secure it.
Chatterton thought about going for the home run pass. Gets it to Rockow, and now Chatterton will bring it across midcourt, and the Streaks sag back. Chatterton on the dribble working against Fields. A fake by Swanson, the freshman, found an opening down the right side, but off-balance shot. And now Rockow undercuts Jalen McCants coming down with a rebound, his ninth, and the first foul of the game on Rockow.
Jackson Chatterton, nice-looking ball player, the son of a former Silver Streaks head football coach, Zach Chatterton, who is now the superintendent of schools in Farmington. And we see him there with his daughter this morning.
Seen Zach a lot. Of course, we played Dunlap a lot
in
all the sports, yeah. Saw him at the football game when the Streaks opened the season against the defending state runner-up earlier this year. It's always nice to catch up with the former Silver Streaks.
And Zach had a lot of, he did a number of jobs there in the Dunlap school district before he became the superintendent at Farmington, replacing Dr. John Asplund, who came here to become our superintendent.
The web of connections.
Lots of good people.
Thick and
there.
Intricate, isn't it?
Lots of good people.
2:40 to go, third quarter here. Streaks lead by 11, 47-36. Price in the midcourt circle, looking over that 2-1-2 Dunlap zone. Price has it now in the right corner, now pulls it back up top to Cunningham. Feeds it left side to Sampson. Pass is a little bit soft. Mitchell couldn't get an open look. Reverses right side to Price, who misses the jumper. Fight for the rebound on the weak side. Rockow has it, now throws it out off the floor to Card for Dunlap. Into the front court, Card spins looking for help. Nothing there, so he pulls it back out. Now stops at the top of the arc behind him into the hands of Swanson, the freshman. Stops at the arc. Now he'll back it up to the volleyball line with 2 minutes to go, third quarter. 11-point Galesburg lead. Card and Swanson, two freshmen for Dunlap
good
on
looking.
The perimeter.
Pillars to build your ball club on.
Card on the right side, illegal screen set by Dunlap. That'll be, is that just their first turnover of this
second
half?
Turnover second, of this period,
right?
Yes.
After
they've
12.
Done a pretty good job here in terms of taking care of the basketball and making good decisions for having just two turnovers after 12 there in the first half.
Foul on Rockow. They're showing one on the scoreboard. So when McCants got undercut down here for the rebound, I guess I don't know who they called that foul on. I thought it was on Rockow. The scoreboard showing with just his first there on that illegal screen. Streaks of the minute 40 to go, third quarter, leading 47-36. Just about an hour into this game. First of seven here at John Thiel Gym for the King Shootout. On the left side, Price. Outside the elbow, up top, Nick Fields. Along with Cunningham, McCants, and Sampson for the Silver Streaks. Down to a minute 20 to go here at the wind down the third quarter. Up top, Price reverses it left side to Fields on the wing. Pump fakes, drives, scoops it with
nice
the right hand.
Nice move there. Little scoop shot by Nick. Saw seam, made a good decision to get to the rim.
He has six in the lane. Pressier leaning in. Price holds his ground. They kick it out. Card shoots the three. Hangs on the rim. Falls off. Fight for the rebound. Dunlap comes up with it. White controls. And I think we're going to get a reach in on Eric Price. And that's his fourth.
Tough one there as they both battling for the basketball. And they called Eric there for getting his arm in and on a hold there or a hack there in terms of trying to get the ball away from Dunlap.
So he'll sit down with his fourth foul, 1 point short of his season high. With 54 seconds to play in the third quarter, Chatterton, lob on the inbound, and a perfectly executed
nice
dribble drive
there
by Calhoun.
A little banana cut to the rim there off of a screen and a semi-lob there. Nice execution of an inbounds play.
Again, the streaks do not close down the lane, and Calhoun took it right down the middle on the lob on the inbound. Six in the quarter, 14 for the game for the sophomore, Gabe Calhoun.
And we know Coach Reynolds is preaching and working that. Some of it's vision, some of it's anticipation. You're just in a situation there where we've got to make that adjustment and take that next step to connect, being where we need to be.
Final 20 seconds of the third quarter. Dunlap not looking to really force the issue, so the streaks have run down the clock, and now they'll start to execute. Sampson, covered up by Card, passes it back out high to Justin Endoff. End off top of the arc, left wing, Cunningham, pump fakes, tries to go around Pressier and a foul on the floor against Pressier. Six Dunlap foul with 4.2 seconds to go, and the Streaks will have to pull off some baseline play here for the final 4 seconds of the third quarter, leading by 11.
Quick hitter in terms of an inbounds play, probably time for one pass, maybe two. And we turn it over.
Or none. That's poked away from Justin Endoff and a drive by the other end, but Calhoun can't get the shot off. It wasn't good anyway. And the Streaks take an 11-point lead into the fourth quarter, 49-38. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
In basketball, it's your defense's job to keep the other team from scoring, just like your car insurance policy is supposed to protect you when you have an accident. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. Craddy Insurance and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the perfect team to keep you out of foul trouble. I'll discuss your needs and we'll select the right coverage for you. Call me today at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg for a free auto insurance estimate with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
They're free, and with it, you could win cash. So be sure you have a white WGIL button for all your coats. Get as many as you need at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons in downtown Galesburg.
Three quarters gone here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Thanks for being with us for this Martin Luther King shootout. Again, first of seven games here at Thiel Gym. Galesburg leads Dunlap after three quarters, 49-38. And the Eagles have the ball to start off quarter number four here. Did a better job of not turning the ball over so many times. They outscored the Streaks in that third quarter. Now a dribble drive by Calhoun. Leaves it into the left baseline. Shot up and off the mark. Jalen McCants with his 10th rebound and another double-double for the season.
He's just been the chairman of the boards here today. No question about it.
Quinn Anderson to the right side, back into the game for the Silver Streaks, along with Justin Endoff. Again, Price on the bench with four fouls, a leading score on the day, as Endoff is trapped in the corner. Nobody's coming to help him out, and finally he turns it over. Outlet, Calhoun, layup.
And that live ball turnover there led to that layup on the other end. Justin just got himself down there in the coffin corner, where he's not only double-teamed, but the sideline and baseline really did him in as well.
And again, nobody came and helped him out. Now Anderson leaves it off in the lane. Bad pass, soft pass, stolen away after Cunningham lost it. And then on the floor, a travel called against White, who came up with the interception. And Dunlap gives it right back.
And they've started this period very, very aggressive here.
Yeah.
And three possessions down. That's it.
Streaks look a little shell-shocked. They're going to go on the inbound. Endoff in the corner misses the three. Rebound fought for. And Dunlap comes up with it. Cody Bear with his fourth rebound at 6-7. To lead the way for Dunlap. They trail by nine, and now a soft pass picked off. Streaks have a four-on-one. McCants with a hammer dunk from the right side. On a good outlet feed from Justin Endoff. Back come the Streaks. McCants forces a steal into the hands of Cunningham in the backcourt.
Great hustle by Jalen, making winning plays on both ends of the floor. That big-time hammer dunk as he ran the floor beautifully.
And a great feed by Endoff to find him in
Absolutely
stride.
Great pass by Justin Endoff there.
11-point lead for the Streaks at 51-40 with 6:20 to play.
And if he doesn't make that little lead pass there that's on the mark, there is no layup or dunk.
Lob on the inbound. Tough pass. Jalen gets it and lays it up. Drop step to the basket from the right side. And the Streaks lead 53-40 as they open the lead back up.
And he's posting up with his back to the basket in the low blocks there. Lots better. It's improving every game.
Jump stop by Swanson, trying to find Bear underneath the basket, and apparently the Streaks deflected it out of bounds, and Dunlap will hang on to it. Hawthorne back into the game for Dunlap, playing with those four fouls. On the inbound, shot from the corner, Card comes up short. Mitchell Sampson with a rebound, and Card reaches in and fouls him right away as the Streaks were thinking outlet, and McCants had a dunk in his eyes again. But Card shut that down quickly with a reach-in foul.
And watching Jalen, he's doing something that you teach big men. And again, he's sort of that combo, a tweener, but he's doing a great job from being a low-post defender that when the rebound is secured, he turns and runs to the rim. And most big men that are going to guard him in a matchup cannot keep up. He has good speed.
Mitchell Sampson to the free throw line, off the back iron and drops through. First point of the game for Mitchell. Streaks starting to build the lead back up again now at 54-40, under 6 minutes to play in the game.
Our games really have an ebb and flow to them, folks. I mean, we play really well, then struggle some, then back playing well, and that's been quite the story here.
Keith Cunningham, a rebound to the miss. He couldn't follow, but then who else? Jalen McCants with the offensive rebound putback. He's got six in the quarter, 56-40, turns into a three-point play, and now a block by Jalen out of bounds.
He's doing it all today.
For really, the first 220 in the fourth quarter, yeah, I'm thinking that's making a big play for Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game.
And
he has come out
and expected fire. Out of him. He can really do a lot of things.
On the inbound around a screen, Card can't hit the three. Rebound and a tip rebound from McCants over to Keith Cunningham. Streaks into the front court, trying to build on a 16-point lead. Endoff cut off on the baseline to Jalen. Swinging around to the left side, Sampson. Bounce pass to Cunningham. To the basket, baseline up and in.
Great ball movement as we reversed it. Keith got it in the short corner, we call it. Big step and squared his shoulders and a power layup. That's outstanding execution.
Dunlap had the ball down 9 to the Silver Streaks early in this quarter, and they have burst on a little 9-0 run to take an 18-point lead with 5:15 to play in the game, forcing an Eagles timeout.
And we've shown throughout the season this tendency to be explosive. Maybe not quite as much as we have today, but we certainly can. And as we've said many a times, just trying to limit when we're in those tough periods, those lull periods, those periods where you're not playing so well, to try to right the ship a little bit, be a little bit shorter in those periods of not playing so well and not, you know, bottoming out during those periods. And today we've done a good job with that, a real good job with that. And again, we've been electric with our runs here, the 14-2 run and now this 9-0 run when Dunlap was hanging around, Brad. And, mm-hmm. you know, the longer you let a ball club hang around that's like this, the more confidence they get. And we've really answered beautifully here to extend our lead, 58-40, 18-point lead.
A 9-0 run in the first quarter was part of that 14-2 run that Steve just mentioned. In the second quarter, the Silver Streaks had, I'm trying to add up the numbers here because I'm not very good at math.
Look for me to help you there.
Had a 14-2 run there in the second quarter. Now a 9-0 run here in the third quarter. Turn a 9-point lead into an 18-point lead. Dunlap has one timeout remaining. Calhoun on the outside. Streaks have gone back to a zone here with Endoff up top. Skip pass into the left corner. A drive by Pressier under the basket.
Nice move there.
And a little up and in with the right hand.
Good shot fake there. He stayed under control and didn't hurry it.
16-point Silver Streaks lead, 58-42.
And they're back in a, looks like a semi 2-2-1 there trying to press.
Here's Endoff driving in from the left side and took too big of a stride and traveled with it. Trying to hold up as the defense collapsed on him, and Justin couldn't help but drag the pivot foot. Third turnover of the quarter for the Streaks, 14 for the game. 4:44 to play, 58-42 is the Galesburg lead.
And this is where we need to practice the own John Woodenism. Be quick, don't hurry here.
Quick three, long three, missed, long rebound. Hawthorne tries to do a balancing act on the baseline, but he stepped on the baseline. So Dunlap gives it right back after the long three by Swanson. And they'll trap here. Streaks fire it into the front court. Cunningham still with it. Now brings it across midcourt on the dribble.
Used his dribble judiciously there. Very good.
Quinn drives. Lays it off to McCants. Goes up for the dunk. Lost it, and it rolled through anyway.
Good jump stop there and good find and a good cut there. Again, doing lots of good things within the team concept here.
20 in the game for Jalen McCants. Price with 21 is going to check back in at the next dead ball. Now Jalen trying to reach in and a travel called on Gabe Calhoun. 18th Dunlap turnover. And that brings Price back into the game. Streaks leading by 18 halfway through the fourth quarter. Endoff gets a breather.
And we've made our last four shots.
That
so
helps.
A really good job. And good shots under control. Good shot selection.
Sampson across the timeline with a left-hand dribble. Front of the Streaks bench. Now Anderson with it. Pulls up at the top of the arc. Backs up. Gets it over to Price. Down low. Jalen leaves it off with a reversal through the lane. It's blocked behind him. Into the hands of McCants, who's triple team. Forced it up and got fouled.
Excellent job there. Fine little block-to-block pass. Reach around by Jalen. Keith couldn't convert it. Got the ball back. Jalen did. And secured it there. That was a miracle. He secured it.
Sure was.
Got fouled.
Kyle Brooks, the foul on the floor. McCants to the free throw line, knocks down the first one. He's got 9 in the quarter, and he ties Price for scoring honors in this game with 21. And the Streaks lead by 19, 61-42. 3:41 to play here in this opener of the King Shootout. Second one by Jalen. Good. He's got 22. His season high is 25 back in the Thanksgiving tournament. And the Streaks lead by 20 for the first time today. Danville and Manuka to follow. Brian Macklin into the game. His first action for Dunlap. Here's a fadeaway inside the lane. Well off the mark. Keith Cunningham with a rebound after the miss by Bear. Streaks into the front court. Cunningham on the wing. Bounce pass up top to Price. Right side Anderson. Down low. They get it to Jalen again. Forced it up. Off the backboard. Rebound Cunningham. Streaks taking advantage of their size inside. Keith's putback won't go. Jalen tries to tip it to himself. That won't go down. And Cody Bear with the layup at the other end. Shoots up and in over Price. Eric drew back. Tried to draw the charge, but had to back off a little bit with those four fouls. And Bear was able to finish off the shot in transition.
And a good decision anyway. Make him try to make that tough shot there.
Anderson on the outside, up top Price, one short of his season high with 21 in this game. Mitchell with a dribble drive, feeds it into the right corner. Quinn Anderson open three, rattles off. Macklin with a rebound for Dunlap. Tough break for Quinn. That shot did everything but go down, and a good transition drive, dish off to Bear and layup.
And we've got to pay attention here to transition defense. We've got to be back down the floor here twice. It's a constant thing of making sure you're going from offense to defense.
Now, even leading by 20, now down to 16. You can't just give that up.
And you don't want to be in bad habits. You know, no bad habits here. Play the game the right way, and that's how we've always done it here.
You know, the Streaks use their defense to spur this offensive burst here in the fourth quarter that got the lead up to 20.
And that's usually what happens, Brad. Good defense creates good offense.
Jump stop by Eric with a Euro step through the lane. Puts it up and in with a left hand. He's got his career high with 23 now. And the Streaks lead on a palindrome score, 64-46. If you've been with us any time here on our WGIL broadcast, you know we love the palindrome scores. Here's a missed three, rebound by Jalen McCance. He's got 13 rebounds in the game. Quinn on the give and go through the hands of Jalen. Turnover, Silver Streaks. Bounce pass was just too low. Jump stop at the other end. Swanson feeds it to Bear in the lane, and a quick flip up and in with the right hand.
And that pass by Quinn, a good idea, just a tough execution as you got a big guy cutting to the basket in a congested area. Tough handle there in terms of trying to catch that.
Keith on the right side. Back out to Anderson with a minute 13 to go. We played a lot of up and down action here late in this fourth quarter without a stoppage of play. And Streaks had the ball knocked out of bounds. Sampson on the far side. That's going to get Riley Milan and Nick Fields back into the game. Connor Rockow will check back in for Dunlap. McCants will sit down. And so will Sampson with a minute 6 to go in a 16-point Galesburg lead.
You know, one thing, Brad, you can certainly say for Dunlap and Coach Corky Card, they've vastly improved. They're playing hard. They're doing a lot of good things here.
Riley Milan passes up the three. Good decision with a minute to go. Skip pass right side Fields. Down low Cunningham. Pulls it back out. Streaks running clock and showing some good judgment here with the ball. Now Price drives. Tries the Euro step again. Puts it up and in with a left hand as he went in left to right through the lane that time. Last time it was right to left. Both times he finished off the shot with his left hand. Rockow feeds it out. Back to Bear. High post shot off the back iron. Dunlap making a concerted effort to get it to Cody Bear. Quinn Anderson with a rebound. His first of the game. Final 30 seconds here in this first game at Thiel. First of seven today. Anderson bats it over to Nick Fields. Weaves through the lane. Skips it back out to Nick. Or Quinn, rather. And 16 seconds to go. See if the Streaks can just dribble this one out. Token defense by Dunlap here. And now Fields
with
the ball.
That ought to end it right there. Just pull it off and let's win this ball game, 66-48.
7 seconds to go. Swanson putting some token pressure on Nick Fields. Stops with the ball, pulls it down, and that's a final. Streaks go to 12-8 on the season. Dunlap drops to 4-14, 66-48. Your final post-game show up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Galesburg Nissan is home of the lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life and will strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
WGIL is proud to be connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Michelle Bazzari from WGIL, reminding you that you can go back to the 80s while helping the Warren Henderson County's Relay for Life. An 80s-themed relay kickoff dinner and dance starts at 5:30 Saturday, February 2nd at the Monmouth American Legion. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and connected to Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, where auto insurance rates are changing. Keep your family covered for the best value and quality around. Cloudy today, high of 19 with wind chills still below zero this morning. Cloudy tonight, a low of 17, a wind chill near zero. Chance of freezing rain and snow tomorrow morning, then a chance of freezing rain and all rain in the afternoon, a high tomorrow of 37. By now it's 13 with a wind chill of 2 below at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks win the opener here at this King Shootout, 66-48 over Dunlap. Galesburg now 12-8 on the season. The Eagles drop to 4-14. Both teams will have another game in this seven-game schedule today, including the Streaks wrapping it up against Danville at 6 o'clock tonight. Steve, I think under the circumstances, I mean, I know it wasn't perfect. No game ever is. But I think under the circumstances, I think Coach Reynolds probably saw a lot of what he was hoping to see out of this team here today. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I thought there were a lot of good things here today. Lots of sharing of the ball. There was energy. There was focus. We were relentless on the glass, which is an effort thing. I thought we really moved the ball. We did a lot of things with the extra pass, and that, again, is very team-oriented. We anticipated. We showed some basketball acumen. I watched Jalen McCants do some things in terms of having to make a decision and anticipate a step ahead, which all good players do. That's the key to really being the good player. What was it? Wayne Gretzky said that he saw the game a lot slower than anybody else. And when the game is played in your mind slower, you have time to make decisions. And he did a lot of good things with that. So, you know, obviously we gave up a number of dribble drives. But, again, lots of good things here happened in this ball game here. And Dunlap's vastly improved.
Yeah.
Vastly improved.
Yeah, Streaks beat them 74-47 down at Taylorville, 66-48 the final here today. Let's take a timeout, come back, look over our final numbers, talk things over with the coaching staff as well as Galesburg wins it by 18. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
People who can build anything? I'm not one of them either. But you don't need to be, because the guys at Courtright Construction are. They're master craftsmen that'll take on every project on your list. Give them a call to get your project on the books. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
This could be the year that you become a master gardener. Join the University of Illinois Extension this spring for their 10-class training beginning Friday, March 15th. Learn about soils, pest management, shrubs, fruit trees, vegetables, and more. Find out everything that you need to know to earn the title of master gardener. Once you complete your training, enjoy volunteering with other master gardeners and help others learn to grow. Sign up by contacting your local Extension office in Warren, Henderson, McDonough, or Knox County by Friday, March 1st. And start your journey to change the world through gardening.
You have a chance to win cash just for wearing a white WGIL button. Get yours today at Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Details, WGIL.com.
66-48, Silver Streaks go to 12-8 on the season. Mike Reynolds on his way up here. And while he comes up here, let's give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We certainly had several candidates, a couple of really worthy candidates. Steve.
Absolutely. Eric Price was outstanding here today. A lot of different things. But we felt like that Jalen McCants, especially in the fourth period, where Dunlap was hanging around a little bit, Jalen was very strong on both ends of the floor to help us get that lead back up and win going away. I mean, he was outstanding defensively. He was outstanding on the glass. He scored inside. He ran the floor beautifully.
Yeah.
I mean, lots of things that I'm looking for out of a premier player. Lots of those little things that add up to big things. Jalen McCant showed those things today, and he played with energy, and I thought he played with leadership. He's not a kid that's going to be really boisterous, but you can lead by example, and I thought he did that with his play and his decision-making today. You can follow that example, and he was very good.
The lead was 9 early in the fourth quarter, and Dunlap had the ball to get it down to 7, maybe 6, and then the Streaks went on that 9-0 run, and Jalen was as big a part as that as any. Coach Mike Reynolds joining us now in our post-game interview, brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Coach, really took care of business there in the fourth quarter. What's kind of your assessment sort of the overall picture here today, especially in light of what we talked about in the pregame earlier?
Well, I think you had Calhoun. That adds another element to them, obviously.
For sure.
Might have been their most solid player last year and showed that again today. I think he's a really good player. I thought we were choppy at times, but I think that's understandable, you know. When you don't have a lot of prep for a certain team. But then I think, you know, once we slowed down and got the ball where we wanted to go and made some better reads there in the second half offensively, we pretty much got, you know, any layup we wanted to Jalen. I think he was frustrated at the end of the first half. You know, I think he had 3 or 4 bad plays at the end of the second quarter that really could have extended our lead. And then, you know, he rolled with it again there in the fourth quarter and pretty much, you know, dominated that third and fourth quarter.
And I know that when we talk to you on Friday night, knowing you and what your expectations are and how you prepare a ball club and what do you expect in terms of how we play, you were disappointed, especially in the fourth period and our ability to finish. We were much better today. I thought our focus was better. Our energy was better. We shared the ball. We made the extra pass. Obviously, it wasn't perfect. We gave up too many dribble drives. But what was your message to challenge these guys to shore some of this stuff up? Because I know there was a challenge.
Well, right. We put four numbers on the board. First quarter, 100%. Second quarter, 100%. Third quarter, 71%. Fourth quarter, 28%. That was the amount of defensive rebounds we got against Quincy. So we went all the way down to 28%. You can't win games doing that. That's winning plays. So I think the mentality of playing the entire game, you know, keep pushing forward. And we got that done. We finally did that there. In the fourth, you know, I think, you know, you're playing basketball teams, they're going to make runs. You're not going to beat teams, you know, by 100 points. So I think we played extremely hard. I thought, you know, we didn't shoot it great. I thought Eric hit some shots. But, you know, we kind of challenged Eric to quit settling for threes and going to the rim. And I think once he went to the rim, then they backed off him and his three-point shot was wide open. So I think that's...
He made good decisions.
Yeah, I think that's one of his better gains because he, you know, made good decisions, did a lot of good things.
How about in terms of, like, you know, we talk about the basketball IQ. We saw a situation here today, here in the fourth quarter. We weren't just launching shots. Once we got that lead, we started to pass the ball around. We didn't look to shoot the ball too quickly. Our game management at the end of the quarter seemed pretty good here a couple of times here today. I feel like we're taking steps forward in those directions.
Yeah, we need to see them against really good competition. I guess we'll have that chance tonight and Friday night and Saturday night. This is a pretty big 3-game stretch for us. 4-game stretch, count East Moline. And a 5-game stretch if you count St. Charles East. So I don't think there's many teams in the state that are going to play 5 harder teams than we are in the next 5. So, you know, we're going to fight like crazy and see what we can do.
But you got to do those kind of things when you got the situation here today in order to do it on those nights.
Yeah, I would hope. So, you know, we just got to keep pushing forward and hopefully we can get it taken care of.
And I felt like Dunlap was vastly improved. They did a lot of good things here today, and we handled it and did a lot of good things as well. Okay, what's the plan? We've got a doubleheader here today. We're playing at 10. We're playing at 6. We've got here Danville, our opponent here, that's playing next. What are you going to do, and what's the ball club here going to do here the rest of the day?
Well, I think, you know, we're going to, you know, we'll watch. Some of the kids will go home. You know, we challenge them to get some rest, get some fluids in them. You know, I don't think anybody's, you know, predicting a Galesburg win, but we'd like to come in and fight like crazy, and we've done some wild things before on Martin Luther King Day, so wouldn't shock me for another one.
Yeah, we've done that little underdog thing here and surprised the world here with some wins on this day. So
we could get into some of that history when we talk tonight.
Yeah.
Coach, congratulations on the good win here today. Go get some rest.
All right, thank you.
Mike Reynolds of the Silver Streaks says Galesburg wins it over Dunlap 66-48. We'll wrap it up when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com. We'll be right back.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Mid-State Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Mid-State's specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter, and they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
With Trump not in his most favored format, he still made Pelosi and Schumer look like a couple of morticians.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
Phoenix sweater.
Silver Streaks win it over Dunlap, 66-48. And Link, our only order of business here is our post-game statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Steve, both teams shot the ball from the field very well, and I thought Dunlap got a lot of layups. And we shot the ball for the most part from the field and had a good shot selection today. We were 25 out of 53 for 47%. Again, our three ball is still struggling some, but that's going to be. It's a more difficult shot and a more inconsistent shot. We were 4 out of 19 there and 0 for 5 in the second half and 1 for 6 in the third period, so that was only a 21%. They were 22 out of 41 for 53%, but again, we got 12 more shots off. And that's a result of our offensive rebounding. They were 2-11 with a three ball for 18%. And again, as we look at the rebounding, we had 33 rebounds, with many of those being offensive rebounds and stick backs, with lots of those going to Jalen McGants. They had 17, so he almost doubled up. Too many turnovers, but nevertheless, it was a full court game. Both teams were pressing a tremendous amount of the game, so we committed 15 and they committed 18.
Better hand the ball better than that tonight.
Absolutely, and we're gonna get a full court game here tonight, and there's going to be some quickness out there that you just can't replicate in any kind of practice situation, and we haven't seen yet in a game here. So we've got to be ready tonight. I know Coach Reynolds will have a tremendous game plan here to finish up this tournament here against Danville tonight.
Free throw shooting. Dunlap 4 out of 7, Silver Streaks 10 out of 16. Individual scoring, Gabe Calhoun led the way for Dunlap with 16. Cody Bear had 12, 6 of those in the fourth quarter. Brock Card had 8, Joe Swanson 6, Will Pressure with 4, and Jack Chatterton 2 for the Eagles, who dropped to 4-14. For the Silver Streaks, Eric Price led the way, a season high, certainly a high school career high, 25 and 7 rebounds. Jalen McCants, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, finished with 22, 10 of those in the fourth quarter, and 14 rebounds. That's his career high for the Silver Streaks. And Keith Cunningham finished with 10 points and 7 rebounds.
Always good work by Keith.
McCants, by the way, 14 rebounds. We talked about Dunlap as a team had 17.
Yeah, and I mean, Eric was all over the glass.
Yeah, Eric
he
and Keith.
Anticipated well. He moved to get in position. Really an outstanding all-around game today by Jalen McCants.
And Price and Cunningham combined had 14 rebounds together as well. So the Streaks really did a number on the boards against the Eagles here today. Nick Fields finished with 6. Kobe Ramirez off the bench had 2. And Mitchell Sampson had a point on a free throw there in the fourth quarter. No one else scored for the Silver Streaks. And Dalen Ellington got his first varsity action for the Silver Streaks as a freshman. And that's one of those things.
Good. Get his feet wet in that situation. And he had a couple of decisions to make and could see the floor and see the speed of the game. That's going to be a difference. And get his feet wet there. And that's a good decision by Coach Reynolds.
Well, and he talked about in the pregame, two guys he mentioned specifically. We want to start getting some more playing time for Kobe now that he's, if not completely healed from that bout with mono back in December. He's in a lot better condition shape than he has been at this in the basketball season. And he got some good minutes in the first half. And then Coach Reynolds talked about at some point, we've got to get Daylon Ellington into a game. You can't throw him out there in a one-possession game or something when, you know, when things are really on the line. So he was able to accomplish both of those things. So from a personnel standpoint, that's only going to help down the road.
Absolutely. And there's a spot for Kobe to be in ball games. And coach has always used him, I think, very well there, made good decisions with that. And then again, this Ellington kid has lots and lots of talent. You know, he's got work to do defensively and some other things and with some basketball IQ, but he has enormous tools, basketball tools, and physical skills, and got to get him out there because he's going to make a difference and be a big contributor here as we go forward in our program.
Rockford-Guilford defeated United Township. We were talking about that game earlier up at Hononega. They're playing a number of games up there on this King holiday as well, and Guilford defeated United Township 48-45. So that'll wrap things up from Field Gym for us here for now. Again, Dunlap falls to the Silver Streaks. Galesburg will now take on Danville at 6 o'clock tonight, and the Vikings are on the floor getting ready to take on Minooka here in this
second
game.
Hope you can make it out tonight. Should be a fine ball game here tonight.
We'll talk about more about the history between those two teams, including their first ever matchup last year. Didn't end well for the Silver Streaks, but the Streaks have done very well in this King tournament, which Steve alluded to, and we'll talk more about the history of that in our broadcast tonight. 5:40 for the pregame, 6 o'clock tip-off if everything's running on time. Again, 66-48, Streaks defeat Dunlap. We'll be back with you again tonight from John Thiel Gym. Until then, good afternoon for now from Galesburg High School.